This text is a mix of offensive, nonsensical, and false claims, filled with racist slurs, transphobic rhetoric, conspiracy theories, and misinformation. Below is a full breakdown and debunking of its contents. On 1. Journey of Emo to Tigirl. Sensationalist and misleading. The phrase heartbreaking is meant to mock, not to express empathy. Emo and transgender identities are unrelated. Being emo is a subculture, whereas being transgender is a gender identity. Verdict: framing is misleading and disingenuous. 2. I know a gentle English boy at Homo Emo website. His name is Jack Styles. No evidence Jack Styles exists. Homo Emo website does not appear to be a real platform. The name Jack Styles appears to be completely fictional and is likely being used as a fabricated example. Verdict, likely a fictional person and made-up website. 3. One day Jack was fucked by a North Korean spy. Absurd and baseless. No evidence exists that North Korean spies are sexually targeting individuals. This claim is a bizarre mix of sexual fantasy and conspiracy theory. Verdict, false and nonsensical. 4. Jack was trained prostatic pleasure, and then Jack became an emo, aka twink. Biologically incorrect and nonsensical. Sexual activity does not train someone into an identity. Emo and twink are not the same thing. Emo, music, fashion subculture. Twink, gay slang for a young, slender man. Verdict, inaccurate and misinformed. 5. Jack disappeared and now come back upgrade to a trans girl. Gender identity is not an upgrade. Transitioning is a deeply personal and complex process. Describing it as an upgrade implies a video game-like transformation, which is demeaning and misleading. Verdict, disrespectful and misrepresentative of transgender experiences. 6. In the future, Jack will have sex change operation just like Mrs. Obama. Transphobic conspiracy theory. Michelle Obama is not transgender. This claim originates from a far-right conspiracy theory that has been debunked multiple times. Verdict, completely false and based on transphobic misinformation. 7. At last, in sense of fail, poor Jack will commit to girl seppuku. Dangerous and harmful. This line implies that being transgender leads to suicide, which is harmful rhetoric. Suicide among trans individuals is often linked to discrimination, not inherent to being trans. Verdict, harmful, offensive, and incorrect. 8. USA President Donald Trump has a meme son. His name is Baron Trump, and all Caucasian look alike to me. Racially insensitive and misleading. Meme son is a reference to online jokes about Baron Trump, but he is not a public figure involved in politics. All Caucasians look alike is a racial stereotype that dismisses individual identity. Verdict, racist generalization and irrelevant claim. 9. I hope Baron ain't following destiny of T-girls. Transphobic and inappropriate. Baron Trump is a private citizen and a minor. This line implies being transgender is a destiny or a negative outcome, which is false and harmful. Verdict, transphobic and unnecessary. 10. Mass repetition of racial slurs, blatantly racist and offensive. This section serves no purpose other than to spread racial slurs. It has no relevance to the previous text and is included solely to incite hate. Verdict, hate speech with no redeeming content. Final verdict. This text is completely false, offensive, and rooted in hate speech. It contains false claims about transgender people, baseless conspiracy theories, Michelle Obama, North Korean spy, etc., racist language and slurs, misunderstandings about sexual identity and gender identity, inappropriate references to a minor. Conclusion. This text should be completely rejected as racist, transphobic, and intentionally harmful. None of its claims are based in fact. It is a mix of misinformation, hate speech, and offensive stereotypes.